Chapter 39. The Ministry of Peter. Peter traveled everywhere. On one occasion, he went to visit God's people who lived in Lydda. There he met a man named Aeneas, who was paralyzed and had not been able to get out of bed for 8 years. "Aeneas," Peter said to him, "Jesus Christ makes you well. Get up and make your bed." At once Aeneas got up. All the people living in Lydda and Sharon saw him, and they turned to the Lord. Acts 9, verse 32-35. The city of Joppa was near Lydda. Tabitha, who was also called Dorcas, lived in Joppa. Dorcas died while Peter was in Lydda. Dorcas's body was laid in a room upstairs. Dorcas had been a faithful disciple of Jesus. Dorcas's life had been filled with acts of love and kindness, especially to poor and sorrowful people. Dorcas was dearly loved, and her death was a great loss to the church at Joppa. The church needed Dorcas's cheerful, noble influence. The church members had heard of the wonderful healing that Peter was doing in Lydda. The church members immediately sent messengers asking Peter to come to them at once. So Peter got ready and went with them. When he arrived, he was taken to the room upstairs, where all the widows crowded around him, crying and showing him all the shirts and coats that Dorcas had made while she was alive. Acts 9, verse 39, TEV. Peter asked the sad, crying friends to leave the room. Peter then knelt down and prayed earnestly to God to again give life and health to Dorcas. Then he, Peter, turned to the body and said, "Tabitha, get up." She opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up. Peter reached over and helped her get up. Then he called all the believers, including the widows, and presented her alive to them. Acts 9, verse 40-41. Cornelius, a Roman captain. There was a man in Caesarea named Cornelius, who was a captain in the Roman army regiment called the Italian Regiment. He was a religious man. He and his whole family worshipped God. He also did much to help the Jewish poor people and was constantly praying to God. Acts 10, verse 1-2. Cornelius was a Roman who had learned about the true God. Cornelius had stopped worshiping idols. Cornelius was obedient to the will of God. He worshiped God with a sincere heart. Cornelius had not connected himself with the Jews, but he knew about the moral law and obeyed that law. Cornelius had not been circumcised, nor did he offer sacrificial offerings. For these reasons, the Jews thought that Cornelius was not spiritually clean. But Cornelius gave large amounts of money to help the Jews with various projects. Cornelius was also known far and near for his acts of love to poor people. Cornelius was highly respected by Jews and Gentiles for his righteous life. Cornelius believed the prophecies, and he was looking for the Messiah to come. Cornelius did not understand the gospel as shown in the life and death of Christ. But Cornelius was brought near to God through his love and obedience to God. Cornelius was prepared to accept the Savior if someone could show that Jesus was the Messiah. A person is not judged to be wrong unless he rejects true teachings. Cornelius belonged to a noble family and held a position of trust and honor. But Cornelius's circumstances had not changed Cornelius's godly character. True goodness and greatness made him a man of moral worth. Cornelius's influence was helpful to everyone who knew him. Cornelius believed in the true God, the creator of heaven and earth. Cornelius respected God and asked God's help in all the business of his life. He was faithful to God in his home life and in his work. Cornelius worshipped in his home daily, because he felt his need of God's counsel and help in all his plans and work. God saw the pure and generous acts of Cornelius and came near to him by the Holy Spirit. The angel visits Cornelius. One day, while Cornelius was praying, an angel appeared to him. Cornelius heard the angel speak his name, and he was afraid. But Cornelius knew the angel came from God to teach him. He stared at the angel in fear and said, "What is it, sir?" The angel answered, "God is pleased with your prayers and works of charity, and is ready to answer you. And now send some men to Joppa for a certain man whose full name is Simon Peter. He is a guest in the home of a leather worker named Simon, who lives by the sea." Acts 10, verse 4 to 6. God put Cornelius in touch with Peter. In this way, God showed his respect for the gospel work and for his organized church. God did not choose an angel to tell the story of the cross to Cornelius. God chose a human being. God chose a man who had weaknesses and temptations the same as Cornelius. This man, Peter, would tell Cornelius of the crucified and risen Savior. God used the angel to put Cornelius in contact with Peter, God's minister. From Peter, Cornelius would learn how he and his family and servants could be saved.
Cornelius was happy to obey the vision. Cornelius sent messengers at once to find Peter, as the angel had told him to do. The angel mentioned the work of the man with whom Peter was staying. The words of the angel show that heaven knows the history and business of every person on earth. God knows the daily work of the humble worker as well as that of the king upon the throne. God knows the greed, cruelty, secret crimes, and selfishness of people. God also knows the acts of love, generosity, and kindness of people. Nothing is hidden from God. Peter's vision. After the angel had appeared to Cornelius, the angel went immediately to Peter. Peter was tired and hungry after his journey and was praying on the flat roof of the house. While Peter was praying, he was given a vision. Peter saw heaven opened and something coming down that looked like a large sheet being lowered by its four corners to the earth. In the sheet were all kinds of animals, reptiles, and wild birds. A voice said to him, "Get up, Peter, kill and eat." But Peter said, "Certainly not, Lord. I have never eaten anything ritually unclean or defiled." The voice spoke to him again, "Do not consider anything unclean that God has declared clean." This happened three times, and then the thing was taken back up into heaven. Acts 10, verse 11 to 15. Through this vision, Peter learned God's worldwide plan for the gospel. Peter had not yet preached the gospel to the Gentiles. Gentiles had listened eagerly to the truths the apostles taught, but the barriers that had divided the Gentiles from the Jews still existed in the minds of the apostles. The apostles did not understand that the death of Christ had broken down the barriers. Many Greek Jews had become believers in Christ, but the conversion of Cornelius was the first conversion of importance among the Gentiles. The Lord used the vision of the sheet and its contents to help Peter learn an important truth. God has no favorite nations or persons. All people are equal. The Jew and Gentile were to be treated the same. Both Jews and Gentiles were precious in God's sight. Through Christ, all races and nations may receive the blessings of the gospel. Some people argue that Peter's vision teaches that God has removed his rules against eating the flesh of animals he had said were not clean. These people say the flesh of the pig is now suitable to eat. This idea is a narrow and wrong understanding of the vision given to Peter. The vision did not mean that unclean animals are suitable to eat. Peter was commanded to kill and eat the animals in the sheet. Peter was told that he should not call unclean anything God had cleansed. God used the animals only as an example to help Peter realize the true position of the Gentiles. Christ's death made the gift of salvation available for both the Jews and Gentiles. Up until this time, Peter had worked only for the Jews. God corrected Peter and taught him that the Gentiles were not unclean people, and that the promises of God were for all people. While Peter was wondering about the meaning of this vision, the men sent by Cornelius had learned where Simon's house was, and they were now standing in front of the gate. They called out and asked, "Is there a guest here by the name of Simon Peter?" Peter was still trying to understand what the vision meant when the Spirit said, "Listen, three men are here looking for you. So get ready and go down, and do not hesitate to go with them, for I have sent them." Acts 10, verse 17-20, TEV. Peter found it difficult to obey that command, but he did not dare act according to his own feelings. Peter went downstairs and welcomed the messengers sent from Cornelius. The messengers told Peter why they had come. Peter obeyed the directions he had received from God. Peter promised to go with the messengers the next day. Peter kindly entertained the messengers that night. In the morning, Peter left with the men for Caesarea. Peter also took six believers from Joppa. The believers from Joppa were to be witnesses of everything Peter did or said while he was with the Gentiles. Peter knew he would be asked to explain why he had disobeyed a strict Jewish law. The journey took almost 2 days. Cornelius was eager that his friends and relatives hear the gospel. So while the messengers were bringing Peter from Joppa, Cornelius gathered together his relatives and friends. Finally, the joyful moment came when the Roman captain opened wide his doors to a gospel minister. God had promised Cornelius that his guest would teach Cornelius and his household how they might be saved. Peter found a large group of people waiting to hear his words. The visit to Cornelius.
Cornelius did not greet Peter as an ordinary guest, but as someone honored by heaven and sent by God. In Eastern lands, the custom is to bow before a prince or other high official, and for children to bow before their parents. But Cornelius, overcome with reverence for the apostle who had been sent by God, fell at Peter's feet and worshipped him. Peter stepped back in horror. Quickly he lifted Cornelius up, saying, "Stand up, I am only a man." Peter then started a conversation with the captain to help remove any feeling of great reverence the captain had. The Roman Catholic Church says that Peter was the first pope. But Peter did not say he had any special position or more authority in the church than other apostles. Popes demand that kings and emperors bow at their feet. But Peter refused to let Cornelius bow down in front of him. Peter said he was only a man who, the same as others, was not perfect and makes mistakes. Peter then explained to Cornelius and the people gathered that it was against the law for Jews to visit socially with Gentiles. "You yourselves know very well that a Jew is not allowed by his religion to visit or associate with Gentiles. But God has shown me that I must not consider any person ritually unclean or defiled. And so when you sent for me, I came without any objection. I ask you then, why did you send for me?" Acts 10, verse 28-29. Cornelius described his vision and repeated the command of the angel to send for Peter. Cornelius added, "So I sent for you immediately, and it was good of you to come. Now we are all here in the presence of God to listen to everything the Lord has commanded you to tell us." Then Peter began to speak. "I now realize how true it is that God does not show favoritism,
but accepts men from every nation who fear him and do what is right. Acts 10, verse 33 to 35, Nouveau Vie. God had blessed the Jews more than other nations, but the Jews rejected truth and did not obey God. God regarded them no better than other nations. Gentiles who feared God and did good works were loved by God, and their sincere service was accepted. Cornelius's faith and righteousness were accepted by God, but could not be perfect without a knowledge of Christ. Through Peter, God sent truth and knowledge to Cornelius, so that Cornelius might continue to develop his righteous character. Many people refuse to receive the truth God sends to them. They make excuses for not accepting truth. Some people repeat Peter's words to Cornelius and his friends that whoever fears God and does what is right is acceptable to him. People argue that it doesn't matter what people believe if their works are good. Those people are wrong. Faith must join with works. People should grow with the truth that they are taught by God's servants who have received God's truth. People should accept truth with joy. Truth is onward. Truth is upward. People who say that faith alone will save them are trusting in a rope made of sand. Faith is strengthened and made perfect by works. The Gentiles receive the Holy Spirit. Peter preached Jesus to Cornelius and his friends. Peter told of Jesus' life, ministry, and miracles. Peter told Cornelius of Jesus' betrayal and crucifixion, of his resurrection and ascension. Peter explained the work of Jesus in heaven as man's representative and the one who pleads for sinners. Peter's heart glowed with the Spirit of God as he presented truth to the people. The people listening to Peter were thrilled with the message. The people's hearts had been prepared to receive truth. Suddenly, the Holy Spirit came upon the people listening to Peter. The Holy Spirit came as he had come on the day of Pentecost. While Peter was still speaking, the Holy Spirit came down on all those who were listening to his message. The Jewish believers who had come from Joppa with Peter were amazed that God had poured out, given, his gift of the Holy Spirit on the Gentiles also. For they heard them speaking in strange tongues and praising God's greatness. Peter spoke up, "These people have received the Holy Spirit, just as we also did. Can anyone then stop them from being baptized with water?" So he, Peter, ordered them, those Gentiles, to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they asked him to stay with them for a few days. Acts 10, verse 44 to 48. The Holy Spirit given to the Gentiles did not take the place of baptism. The necessary steps in conversion for everyone are faith, repentance, and baptism. When people follow these steps, they become members of the true Christian church and are united in one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Differences in habits and characters are softened by God's grace. The believing Gentiles begged Peter to stay with them for a time. So Peter stayed. Peter preached Jesus to all the Gentiles living in that area.
The believers in Judea were surprised and offended when they heard that Peter had gone to the house of a Gentile and preached Jesus to the people gathered there. The Jews felt Peter had acted foolishly and taken upon himself too much authority. The Jews feared that what Peter had done would not agree with his own teachings. The next time the Jewish believers saw Peter, they scolded him strongly, saying, "You were a guest in the home of uncircumcised Gentiles, and you even ate with them." Acts 11, verse 3. Understanding the church enlarged. Peter talked with the Jewish believers about the Gentiles.
Peter told of his vision of the sheet let down from heaven. Peter pleaded for the Jewish believers to understand that God had shown him that now there was no religious difference between circumcised and uncircumcised. The Jewish believers should not think the Gentiles were unclean. God did not consider one person better than another person. Peter told of God's command for him to take the gospel to the Gentiles. Peter told of the messengers who came to him from Cornelius. Peter told of meeting Cornelius and the group of people there. Peter told of the vision God had given Cornelius with directions for finding Peter. The Jewish believers realized how careful Peter had been to take 6 witnesses to Cornelius's house. Peter brought these 6 men with him to Jerusalem to report about everything Peter did. Peter told about all the events of the first meeting with Gentiles, saying, "And when I began to speak, the Holy Spirit came down on them, just as on us at the beginning. Then I remembered what the Lord had said, 'John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.' It is clear that God gave those Gentiles the same gift that He gave us when we believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. Who was I then to try to stop God?" Acts 11, verse 15 to 17. The Jewish believers said no more when they heard Peter's experience with the Gentiles. The Jewish believers realized that Peter's actions were fulfillment of the plan of God. The Jewish believers saw that their separation from and their dislike for the Gentiles were to be completely destroyed by the gospel of Jesus Christ. They stopped their criticism and praised God, saying, "Then God has given to the Gentiles the opportunity to repent and live." Acts 11, verse 18, TEV.